Well, the situation in Venezuela's neighbor to the west, Colombia, is tense tonight. Though it's a major non-NATO ally of the U.S., President Trump has threatened its president, Gustavo Petro, repeatedly, alleging without evidence he has ties to the drug trade. And millions of Venezuelans fled to Colombia during Maduro's rule and are following this weekend's events closely. Joining us now from Bogota is special correspondent Monica Villamizar. Thank you for being with us. So we know that Colombia is responding forcefully after President Trump suggested its president, in his words, could be next following the U.S. military operation in Venezuela. How are Colombian leaders and the public there interpreting and responding to President Trump's statement?
President Petro, there is absolutely no proof. He has no indictment for drug trafficking. So he sits at the polar opposite of President Trump. He was a left-wing guerrilla fighter, but he demobilized with M19, a guerrilla group in the 90s. And I say this because today he said he's left arms back in the 90s, but he is willing to pick them up again and ready to defend his country if it is attacked. So very strong words from the president and the government. They have been very critical about what happened in Venezuela as well. And, you know, like other Latin American leaders, they stand by the claims that, you know, this is against international law and the country's sovereignty. As for the Colombian people, likewise, many people here are thinking this is a colonial attitude. You know, the United States has, Latin America has been sort of the backyard for the United States, and people are not happy with such blatant interference, like removing a president, even though he was not a popular one in the case of Venezuela. But also, very right-wing Colombians are growing, I must say, increasingly worried about Petro, and they say he has tendencies that are showing that he is increasingly populist and may perhaps want to remain in power. There's upcoming elections May 31st, so there's a lot going on here in Colombia as well.
Well, give us some background on the Trump-Petro relationship. Where did this tension begin?
Absolutely. Like I said, they sit at polar opposites, right? Petro is a very left-wing leaning president. They started having frictions back when the mass deportations started taking place. If you remember, there were planes filled with Colombians, undocumented, arriving here shackled, and Petro said, this is not acceptable, this is not dignified. That's when it sort of all started. And then the sort of highest point was back in September at the National Assembly in New York. Petro criticized the drug policy of President Donald Trump and the White House. And then he joined a rally in New York. In the streets, he took a megaphone. It was a pro-Palestinian rally, I think. And he started saying, I call on the U.S. soldiers to disobey their commander-in-chief. And that obviously caused a lot of rage in President Trump and the American government, obviously, in general. They placed them on what we call the Clinton list, colloquially. It's basically, they removed his visa, and he cannot conduct any transactions with individuals, corporations, or companies that use the American financial system.
Colombia hosts the world's largest Venezuelan diaspora, millions of people displaced by the Maduro government. What are Venezuelans living in Colombia telling you right now?
That's a great point. And let me remind you that we don't know the exact number of Venezuelans living here, but it's estimated that it could be up to 3 million people. A lot of them are documented, a lot of them are not. When Maduro was flown out of Venezuela, I can tell you, I heard people honking their horns in the street right underneath this rooftop. I heard a friend telling me that her neighbors were screaming, we're going to pack our bags and we're going to return. But I think those attitudes have been much tempered recently because, as our correspondent in Caracas said, people are now wondering, wait, was there a regime change? Can we go back? A lot of people see Delcy Rodriguez and her brother, Jorge, who is the head of the assembly, let's remember, as a continuation very much of the Maduro regime, which is a continuation of the Chavez Bolivarian Revolution, you know, put in place in 1999 when Chavez modified the constitution.
Special correspondent Monica Villamizar joining us from Bogota tonight. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you.